Thank you very much, Mr. President. The Zambian delegation welcomes this opportunity to provide an update on the progress Zambia has made in implementing the convention as relates to the legal framework. I join the previous delegates in congratulating you on your presidency, as well as Ms. Pamela Moraga on her new role as the director of the ISU. We further commend Nigeria and South Sudan as the newest members to the convention, and it is our expectation that more countries will follow suit. I further commend the coordinator for the comprehensive report. Mr. President, Zambia signed the convention on 3rd December 2008 and ratified it on 12th August 2009, making it amongst the first countries and leading to the convention entry of force in 2010. Despite never using, producing, transferring, or stockpiling cluster munitions, Zambia, from the onset, has played an active leadership role in various portfolios in the convention. And also, we had the opportunity to host the fourth meeting of states parties in Lusaka in September 2013, as well as serving as the convention's president until September 2014. Mr. President, I wish to report that Zambia has commenced the process of domesticating the convention in order to effectively implement it in accordance with Article 9 and the Lausanne Action Plan. In this regard, a draft bill has been drafted and is yet to be submitted to our cabinet for approval. Further, the government is in consultations with relevant stakeholders to review relevant legislations that may be affected by the bill. I wish to mention, Mr. President, that Zambia remains resolved to expedite the domestication of the convention, and to this effect, we will continue engaging and updating the ISU on the progress made on this matter. Zambia remains committed to the principles of the convention and is well aware on the importance of having an enabling legal framework in order to fully realize the objectives of the convention. As our legal process towards domestication progresses, the government has already put in place structural capacities to manage the convention through the Zambia Mine Action Center, which is housed in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. We've also strengthened capacity in a number of enforcement agencies. The Zambia Mine Action Center deals with sporadic residual contamination and other ordinances under the Mine Ban Treaty and continues to support affected victims. The Zambia Mine Action Center extends victim assistance, mine clearance, and risk education. With this center in place, Mr. President, we expect that once we domesticate the convention, we'll be able to smoothly continue implementing the convention. In this regard, again, we wish to reaffirm our long-standing support for the work of the convention, and we will continue to uphold the objectives of the convention. We look forward to the successful consideration and conclusion of the program of work for the 11th meeting of state parties to the convention under your able leadership, Mr. President. I thank you.